Not kan like pligi elam the rabbonin. According to both of them, it's only a machlokes in the nisa the rabbonin. If zagash elam the rabbonin, man diyama moilim the tanakama or the our mishnah says is an issa milo, it's only mid the rabbonin kamer. That means leshal and keren. If you're over the issa milo, you have to pay back the money. Aba mid yiraisa lohisuf chaimish loy. But mid yiraisa, if you have enjoyment for the blood, to say that mid yiraisa, when you're over the issa milo, you have to pay back not only the keren, the actual value of it, but you have to add another fifth. That you don't have by the blood. Everybody holds like that. Has only midrabbonim. Avu midiraisa, the Gemara says, ain moilim hen. Shita, there's no isamila on this blood. Once they made this rikus of the dam, there's no more isamila on the blood. Even if you have some enjoyment from it, you're not over an isamila midiraisa. So Tosis brings the raya from the top, like you were saying. So top Tosis says, di midiraisa, because if there would have been an isamila midiraisa, lo yotza midiraisa, hechnim karl nagan on the zevil. If the Venus of the Raisa, you can't be poydrit, like when have a Kedusha Saguf, you couldn't sell it. So merely, even by selling it, the blood should still have an Esamilur on it. So how does the Mishnah say you're allowed to sell it? Elamai Pshitim in the Raisa, there's no Esamilur involved. It's only the Rabbanan put an Esamilur, the Kedusha, not to have enjoyment from it. But when you pay money for it, then the Rabbanan said it's mutter. So Gemara says, Minohan Emilur now, why is it like that? Why, Dragrash says, the Ein Mila Bedomim, why isn't there an Esamilur on the blood? The blood came from the animal. The animal had a kedusha saguf on it. It was hegdish. If you have enjoyment from the animal, you're over the isamila. So the blood that comes out of the animal, there should also be an isamila on the blood midiraisam. So why does our Mishnah say you're allowed to sell it to the farmers? Either should be an isamila. So Marin says a few trutzim. Omar ula, omar kro. The pasuk says lochem. The blood, Rashi says lochem. V'ani nosatev lochem. I'm giving it to you, the blood. So we dash in Shalachem Yehei, Divrei Rebbe Shimon. This is what Rebbe Shimon says. That's where he dash in the pasuk. The new pasuk that says by dam lochem, that dam does not have an isamila. The dam, even dam of a korban, has a loch of lochem and belongs to you. Like there's no isamila midiraisa. Lochem Yehei. This is Ula's terrace. Now, the very Rebbe Shimon Tano, in the very Rebbe Shimon we learned, the pasuk says lechaper, that the blood is giving for a kapara, for forgiveness. So we dash in lekapara nesativ v'lo lemilo. The Torah gave the use of blood by kabonis to use the blood for a kapara that forgives you. The zrikas adam is the gemar kapara, but not lemilo. Again, there's a mita kro, there's no wisamilo on the blood of a korban. Rabbi Yechon says another pasuk. Omar kro, the pasuk says who? Lifnei kapara kliyacha kapara, that the blood, Rashi says, who? Ki hadam hu benefesh yichaper. The pasuk, ki hadam hu. What does hu mean? Ki aviyosa lifnei kapara kliyacha kapara. There's the same way the blood has a din after kapara. If you use the blood, it is no more mila. Hu adin before you use the blood for kapara, there's also no mila. So the Mara will soon see why. The Mara says, ma liyacha kapara. Just like after, like you did Nasa Mitzvosan, after you did the Zrika Sadan already, and by Mila, then Pshita is no Marista Mila anymore, because it's already called Nasa Mitzvosan, is Aslof Nekaparim. Even before you put the Dam on the Mizbeach, before you make the Zrika, that's the Spostik of who? And by Mila. That Dam always has one din to it. And just like at the end, there's no Mila to it, who was it at the beginning, before you use it, before you make a Zrika on the Mizbeach, also there's no Mr. Mila on it. Rabbi Gemara, why don't we say the opposite way? Let's say the opposite. V'yema, let's say like this. Liyacha kapara klefne kapara. That after you made the zrika, after you have a kapara, has the same malach like before kapara. And in Svara it should be that ma lefne kapara. Just like after the shechita, you have the dam that came out of the korban. Before you made a zrika with it, before it's nasa mitzvosan. Avad in Svara, that blood should have an istamila. Because it's dam from a korban. Is the Eshbay Mila, there should be in Svara, there should have an Isamila, maybe after Yacha Kapara, even after you make a Zrik, even after you use the Dam, maybe also Yeshbay Mila. Faket, let's say the Svara. True, the Pasuk says who? The Dam always has one halach, it doesn't change. But maybe just like before the Zrika, it has an Isamila to it, maybe who are then after the Zrika, also it has an Isamila to it. Why do you say the opposite way? So Gemara says no. Ein lecho dover shenasis mitzvosoi umoylem boy. That's a smart pshuta. That once you already did the mitzvah with the dam, like once you made the shechit and the kabbalah sadam, and you put the dam on the mizbeach, you made the zrika, that's the svar for nasa mitzvason, and once you did the mitzvah with the carbon, with the dam, then the Issur Kedusha goes off it, there's no marissa mila. So pshita, once you use the blood, there's no marissa mila on it. So now the pasuk says who? That the blood always has the same halacha. So the svar is, just like later on, there's no Issur mila, who had been before the kapara also, there's no Issur mila. The Rashi says, "Dechivon the nasis mitzvosoi sulay karinim bei kotshi Hashem." It's not called kotshi Hashem. The yisayin of milah is this is something that's oimed. It's going to be used for Hashem. It's called kotshi Hashem. So any carbon you're still going to do the avoidance with it is called the carbon of kotshi Hashem. But once you already made this rikas adam, now the blood is not oimed to be used for Hashem anymore. So now it's not called kotshi Hashem. The kedusha goes off it. For the Gemara, is that true? V'arei trumas hadeshin. We know the locher is Trumas Hadeshen. After you burnt the Karbonus, the ashes that's on top of the Mizbeach, it's already Nasa Mitzvosan, and still it has an Issur Mila on it. Zakrashiv read Trumas Hadeshen. The Yachsiv boy, the Posek says, V'samoy Eitzlam Mizbeach. That after you take out the shovelful of the ashes every morning off the Mizbeach, you know what you have to do with the shovelful? It's Osabano. It still has an Issur Kedusha on it. And you have to bury it. The toying genizam, and you have to bury this shovel full of ashes. Alma, what do you see? Osa bano. Even after the ashes was already nasta mitzvosan, still there's an isra not to use these ashes. The chiv and the bano osam mishum kedushasoi milonami yispei. It's a svara. Once you see it's osa bano, why? Because it has this kedusha. So the chur is milo there also. So you see, certain times, even after you did mitzvosai, even after you burnt the carbon, the ashes, it was already done its mitzvah. Still, there's an Issur Mila on it. So what are you saying? So for sure here by the blood, that even after you made this Rika, it's only now for sure there can't be an Issur Mila. Maybe no, maybe blood is the same thing like the Trumas Hadeshen. Even after you did the mitzvah, maybe there's still an Issur Hanor, there's still an Issur Kedusha. So Gemara says no. Mishum Dehevei Trumas Hadeshen.